Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 26, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Functional and prognostic implications of different iron deficiency definitions in heart failure. Insights from HEART-FID. The HEARTFID trial, the largest study on iron depletion in heart failure, aimed to clarify how various definitions of iron deficiency impact functional capacity, hemoglobin levels, and patient outcomes. This research systematically evaluated different circulating iron indices as diagnostic criteria and explored their utility in defining treatment targets. This study's findings provide crucial information for optimizing iron repletion strategies and establishing precise diagnostic thresholds for iron deficiency in heart failure patients. This advancement will guide clinicians in identifying and treating iron deficiency more effectively. Article number 2. Pro-inflammatory and cytotoxic CD38, less than sub greater than plus, less than sub greater than HLA doctor, less than sub greater than plus, less than sub greater than effector memory. CD8, less than sub greater than plus, less than sub greater than T cells, are peripherally expanded in human cardiac allograft vasculopathy. This study utilized high-dimensional analysis of peripheral blood mononuclear cells to identify specific immune cell populations involved in human cardiac allograft vasculopathy. Researchers discovered a peripheral expansion of pro-inflammatory and cytotoxic CD38 positive HLA-DR positive effector memory CD8 positive T cells in heart transplant patients with high-grade cardiac allograft vasculopathy. This finding directly implicates these distinct T-cell subsets in the interferon gamma axis pathogenesis of cardiac allograft vasculopathy. Identifying these specific immune cells provides potential new diagnostic biomarkers and therapeutic targets to improve outcomes in heart transplant recipients. Article number 3. Machine learning-enabled assessment of risk for drug-induced QT prolongation at the time of prescribing. This research developed and evaluated machine learning approaches to predict drug-induced long QT circa prolongation at the point of prescribing. Using 12-lead ECG data and 5-fold cross-validation, the study trained XGBoost, deep neural network, and combined models. These machine learning-enabled methods demonstrated superior performance in predicting drug-induced QT circa prolongation compared to established risk scores such as Tisdale and RISQPATH. This advancement provides clinicians with a more accurate tool to assess QT circa prolongation risk, potentially reducing adverse cardiac events. Article number 4. Indexed aortic valve calcium volume by computed tomography angiography in patients with aortic stenosis. Results of an international multicenter cohort study. This international multicenter cohort study investigated the utility of indexed aortic valve calcium volume from computed tomography angiography in patients with aortic stenosis. Researchers demonstrated that this quantitative measure provides robust diagnostic discrimination of disease severity when compared with echocardiography. Furthermore, the study established that computed tomography angiography-derived aortic valve calcium volume effectively informs risk stratification for patients with aortic stenosis. This finding offers a valuable and objective tool to enhance the assessment and management of aortic stenosis. Article number 5. Renal function stratified comparison of complete versus culprit-only revascularization in older patients with myocardial infarction and multivessel disease. This study from the FIRE trial investigated complete versus culprit-only revascularization in older myocardial infarction patients with multivessel disease, stratified by renal function. Researchers determined that the benefits of physiology-guided complete revascularization are consistently observed across all subpopulations, irrespective of chronic kidney disease severity. This finding establishes that complete revascularization significantly improves outcomes for older patients with myocardial infarction and multivessel disease, even those with impaired renal function. The study provides critical evidence supporting broader application of complete revascularization in this vulnerable patient group. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.